Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Wake Up Call. 106.5 The End.
766-1065 is the phone number to call. 73389 is the number to text in. We want to hear from people who have something in their house that's broken or just doesn't work anymore, and you just, for whatever reason, haven't gotten around to replacing it yet. In my house, we have a 2-year-old, a 4-year-old, and a 9-year-old. And we are done having kids. I've been snipped, and I'm very happy to say that. But we have a baby monitor in my daughter's room, who's the 2-year-old. And we still very much use it. Not because we're worried about anything necessarily going wrong, just because we want to know when she's up. We want to know when she's awake from a nap.
She is this close to deciding to crawl out of that crib.
Well, she can crawl out of that crib.
Oh, she can. Okay.
I've seen her do it.
I'm not shocked.
She just chooses not to.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're lucky in that regard. So the baby monitor that we've had since our 4-year-old was a newborn has just decided not to work anymore. And I did everything that I possibly could to try to replace it. It's the monitor part. It's the little, looks like a cell phone that you carry around the house. Wasn't holding a charge. Bought a new battery for it. That didn't work. Okay, fine. So then I bought a new charging cord for it. That didn't work.
Wow, you really
did
a lot.
It was like an $8 investment both times.
Okay.
And I figured it's worth it. Because baby monitors, like all baby products, are incredibly overpriced because they know parents are stupid and desperate.
To be fair, whatever you invested in that baby monitor lasted for 4 years.
I mean, that is true.
So it does seem like your return was pretty good.
The point is, though, I'm not going to replace it. And I've made that very clear to my wife. I'm not going to replace it because she's right on the verge of no longer needing it.
Oh, sure.
Well, I mean, if we wanted to get rid of the crib and give her a bed now,
I
totally could.
Yeah.
You know, but you want to keep a kid in a crib as long as they can. It's like a prison, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, anyway, I'm not good. That's why I haven't replaced it. So I went on Facebook and I asked people, like, what's something in your house that's broken or doesn't work and you haven't replaced it and why? And some of these answers, we got a ton of answers. Some of them are really funny.
I have one.
Go ahead.
And I feel like mine is very justified because it's such an expensive purchase to fix this very small thing.
Mm-hmm.
The water dispenser on our fridge doesn't work.
Oh.
The ice dispenser does. The water dispenser doesn't. And is there a person that can come and fix that? Probably. Do I know how to find that person? I do not. And it feels like the solution to the problem is buy a new refrigerator, which I'm not going to do.
Right. Or you could just keep a Brita.
Exactly.
Yeah. Hey. That's very similar to what Stacy said on Facebook. She said, our cat bit through the hose that supplies water to the ice maker on the fridge for the second time.
Oh.
And we haven't gotten around to not sure how to fix it because we know she's just going to do it again.
Oh, I was going to say, well, you fixed it one time. If it's the second time, yeah, you don't know how to make her stop.
Andrea said what's broken is their bathtub faucet. The husband is too cheap to get a plumber, and he's not handy. So we have the money, but because baths are my thing, he's like, it doesn't need to be fixed.
Oh, my, what a frickin' husband.
Megan said, my front door handle.
This seems problematic. I don't even know what the problem is.
She says it gets stuck and it makes a squeak every single time it's opened, and it's so loud that now they don't fix it because it's almost like an alarm system.
Yeah, there you go.
They can hear it anywhere in the house. Gabrielle said that the microwave that's over their oven no longer works. It broke 5 years ago.
Oh my gosh.
And the reason why they haven't replaced it is they look at it now as like, oh, we have an extra cabinet now in the kitchen. They use it to store things.
That's so funny.
766-1065. Caleb, what is something that's broken or doesn't work in your house and you haven't gotten around to fixing it?
So my thermostat is broken. And what that means is I can't turn my air conditioning on. From my understanding, the air conditioning's fine, totally works, but without the thermostat, I can't even use it.
So you're talking about the thing that's just attached to your wall?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Wait a second.
Oh my God.
How long has this been going on?
It hasn't worked the entire summer. So maybe it stopped working over the winter. I honestly don't even know.
Caleb, it's been
111 degrees outside.
Yeah, it's been record-setting heat. You're going to die.
What if this is something as simple as, like, you just have to put a new battery in it or something?
I'm sure that's what it is.
I don't know. It's just like I've got a long list. I haven't been able to get around to it.
There's nothing.
Yeah.
There's nothing on that list more important than I would like to not sleep in 111 degrees.
We do have like little fans around the house.
You're just blowing 111 degree air around your house with a fan.
Yeah, I wish I wouldn't have called. You're right. You're right and I'm wrong.
Oh, no. Caleb, I worry about you. Please get that looked into. Thank you for calling. Sarah, what is broken or not working in your house and you just haven't replaced it yet, and why?
I actually don't have any hot water in my house because my hot water heater is broken. I have been taking cold showers now for about 5 weeks.
That sounds really expensive.
Yeah, like, I would imagine that getting a new hot water heater is expensive.
I have no idea how much they cost, though.
No, actually, it really wasn't that expensive. It was like $300-$400, but they're really actually like hard to install, and I just don't know how to do it. And I, you know, so it's just really just been sitting in my garage waiting for either me to figure it out or for me to get some friend over.
Sarah, wait a second. You have a new one? It's not hooked up?
Yeah. Well, she doesn't know how.
Yeah. Hire someone.
Yeah, I mean, like who?
Yeah, go to Angie's List or something.
Oh, yeah,
like, just Google,
true.
Like, who hooks up a hot water heater?
I'd call my dad.
I don't know, a plumber maybe? I don't know. The word water's in there. I mean, that seems crazy to take 5 weeks of cold shower. What about washing dishes and washing your clothes?
Yeah, you know, it's all just been pretty cold.
Yeah.
Now, maybe we could reverse engineer this. Caleb takes some cold showers because his house is so hot, and you can go to his house and you can take warm showers.
I mean, I don't know, Caleb, but yeah, that sounds awesome.
I bet it does.
The Wake Up Call. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.